Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every weekday morning from 10 a.m. to noon on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's morning news interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's The Mark Kay Show.
The first hour of The Mark Kay Show starts now.
Well, good evening once again. Day 13.
That's not it. Where was it? What am I looking for? Hannah, what was the one?
The Latinos one.
Oh, Latinos for Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Buenos dias, Marco, Yosho, and lovely Hannah. Latinos for Trump, Cubanos, Puerto Ricanos, Venezolanos, Viva Trump. Thursday, baby.
Are we sure that was appropriate for air? Do we know that all those were? That's not the only thing that gets me with whenever somebody calls in and speaks Spanish or French or some other foreign language.
I don't know. I just figured you speak a lot of languages.
I do speak, well, you know, two, sort of. But no, that's not at all good. Thank gracias, mi amigo, and welcome to the show. 855-765-1045 is our numero if you're trying to get through. 855-765-1045. So, man, it's so funny. I was just looking up at the news to see what was going on because, you know, we have Fox News Channel on here in the studio, and I looked up and it said Joe Biden to hold virtual meeting today and then head to Pennsylvania for a campaign event. And it's so telling because whenever Donald Trump goes out, it always says Donald Trump rallies in Fayetteville, North Carolina, for example, which I think is one of his next ones coming up. But for Joe Biden, it's always a Joe Biden event, not a rally. And it's always something that's kind of, it's kind of pre-planned, smaller scale, not as exciting, much safer, that kind of thing. But then when you watch the Donald Trump rallies, I mean, it's like Lollapalooza at the airport. Which is, anyway, and there's a lot more of those planned too. There's a lot more coming up. 855-765-1045. Before we get into all of that though, I want to talk about this civil war that's being planned for like right after Election Day. And you hear everybody talk about it now. You hear it more so from the Democrats. You hear more so from the Democrats that if Trump wins, the violence will really begin. And there are all these groups threatening more violence and this and that. Somebody the other day, who was it? It was the guy that just took medical leave from the CDC. Cavuto was his name. He basically said the bullets are going to start flying, or you better make sure that you're all, you know, armed and ready to go. And that really struck home with me because I'm like, here's a guy from the CDC and he's telling me I need to make sure that I've got my weapons all ready to go because apparently November 4th, it's going to be CW2. Right? Civil War II. Hannah looked at me quizzically.
I got
like,
it.
What
we're
is
good.
CW?
Yes. I was like WW3 thinking like World War III.
No, CW 2.0 is what we're looking at. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I got to make sure that we're all ready. So I had Hannah. Hannah's been going back and forth with a guy from, tell me the name of his company again.
Hardline Custom.
Hardline Customs, that's a great play. That sounds like a great, I don't even know what they do there, but Hardline Customs sounds mm-hmm, amazing. Mm-hmm. Either they make custom motorcycles like the Orange County Chopper guys or probably something to do with guns, right?
Guns, yes. Yeah.
Or they aggressively check your passport when you change countries.
Where are you going? Business or pleasure? I said business or pleasure. Put your hands up. It's Hardline Customs. That's right. You know, it's where you don't want to get stuck in that line. No, but Hardline Customs. So we've been going back and what's the guy's name?
Adam.
Adam at Hardline Customs. We've been going back and forth, and he has a shop where he customizes weaponry, teaches CCP classes. Which is concealed carry permit. That's what that stands for.
Correct.
And you need a CCP because you can't carry a gun in Florida without one. You can't open carry and you can't conceal it unless you have the permit. And if there's a civil war, I mean, I'm going to want to carry a gun around.
Absolutely.
Right?
Even if there's
naturally,
not.
Naturally, yeah.
Yeah, even if there's not. That's true.
I really just like to have a gun.
I feel like in Florida, having a gun, no matter what state of, you know, the country.
Alligators, too.
Exactly right. You never know when you're going to get attacked.
I can't outrun an alligator.
By an angle.
You got to zigzag.
How do you know?
They say in school.
Wait, do they really teach that in school?
Yeah, you zigzag. Have you ever tried to outrun an alligator? How do you know?
No, but I heard they can, like, run at, like, 30 miles per hour, and
also,
I can't run that fast.
What makes you think alligators are going to run toward you? Because alligators are, they always say, are more scared of you than you are of them.
I don't think so, though.
You don't think, like, so? You think you're more scared of the alligator?
100%. But I also would go really close to take pictures of them. So.
But you have a gun, and the alligator doesn't.
Yeah, but also, if it's, like, a 22, I think some of the, like, I don't know, if it's, like, anything like the wild boars, you can't, like, break the skull with it. So I wonder if, like, alligators are the same, because their skin is so tough.
You have 22? You got to get stronger than a 22.
Also,
know,
did you
I'm
try to shoot a wild boar in the head? What's going on? I'm learning so much about you today. Here's the thing. Like, I don't. I also don't think you're allowed to kill alligators. Are you? Aren't you supposed to, like, fire a warning shot?
Because of
the,
are you?
I don't know. That's kind of.
You've had gator jerky, haven't you?
Or shot like, their head?
I mean, I think you
gator
can.
Gator tail.
Yeah, I think you can harvest gators the way you do beef, but I don't think you can just go. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So we get with this guy Adam at Hardline Customs, and we're like, we need to get our CCPs because, you know, war's coming, and we want to be prepared. And he said, nope, we're going to go over there. We have arrangements for next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to teach us whatever we, because you need to take a class.
Yeah, it's a class, and he's had to bring notepads.
Wait, we got to take notes?
Yeah. Didn't you read the text message I sent you?
I have a question. What does one learn in CCP class? Like, isn't it just like put it in your pocket and don't let anyone see it? Or is there something else that you need to learn?
I don't know.
You don't know? You've never been?
I've never been.
All right. So
I'm getting my concealed carry as well.
Okay. So then we're going to get this. We're going to, the three of us, the other Josh is going. You're going, right?
I'm here. Yep.
You got a babysitter, whatever you need. Or perfect.
Yep.
Hannah, we're all going to go with the three of us. We're going to take this class. And then we said, what do we do after the class? We get our license. He goes, no, then you have to go to the Department of Agriculture. Or I found out the tax collector really is where you go.
Yeah, sounds kind. Like it.
You go to the tax collector's office and you sign up. So you know what I did after we arranged the
CCP
class?
Did you sign up?
I went and signed up. You know when the earliest appointment they had was?
Here we go.
The earliest appointment.
When?
Tomorrow.
October 29th.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to God. I was like, wait, what? So I'm texting some of my friends who have CCPs. They're like, oh, yeah, you got to. I mean, it's crazy. First, you got to wait a month to get an appointment. Then it takes like another month afterward to get your CCP permit. So this war could be in full force before we ever are able to concealed carry our weapons.
But as long as we stock up in our house, we can still have the guns right and ready, right?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't know. Well, we'll ask Adam from Hardline Customs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think you can have a shotgun or a rifle, right? Like, that's fine.
I think you can still have a handgun in your house as long as it's.
You're not
carrying it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's, but October 29th, everybody apparently, and they have a big banner. They say, due to increased demand, the first available appointments will be starting. So I made an appointment for October 29th. You guys may not be getting your permits till like sometime in December.
Yeah, Josh, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Is that because there's so much background check involved? Or is that not even included?
No, it's because everybody's petrified of what's going to happen on November 4th.
Yeah, 100%.
They watch CNN.
The line is so long.
They see what's going on.
Okay.
They're watching the McCluskeys in St. Louis going, well, I don't want that to be me.
That's got to be rule number one in the class is don't hold the gun like the wife McCluskey.
Like the one, well, okay.
Don't whip it around like a little pea shooter. Yeah,
it's fair enough. 855-765-1045. So then what we're going to do is after we get our CCP, we're all going to go by. We're going to like arm up. We're going to be like,
absolutely.
We're going to be like
John Wick or Neo.
Great one. Perfect. I want to be like, we're going to get suits.
I already have the dog.
You have the hair. You're working on the hair.
Yep.
I think more of John Wayne style.
You're like John Wayne. You want to,
I want a pistol and I want a holster.
You want like a six shooter in the, on the side. All right, fine. You can be John Wick. You can be John Wayne.
Yeah.
I'll be Don Johnson.
Something. Okay.
855-765. Want to get a white suit and pink t-shirt. 855-765-104. But anyway, listen, if you're interested in getting your concealed carry permit, do it. I mean, make that appointment because they ain't playing, man. Everybody's going for one of these. And then the other thing is trying to find a gun and ammunition apparently is going to be our next big thing.
I was just going to say the stream is now saying buy your ammo now.
Before you
have your permit, just go buy the ammo now.
I don't even have a gun yet. I'm going to go buy ammo.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go start going buy an ammo. How much ammo can you buy at one time?
I don't think there's a restriction.
Well, there's got to be a restriction.
There's restrictions on everything. What are you talking about?
Well, there shouldn't be.
855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We've been talking about guns for too long already. 855-765-1045. We got some people on the line with more information, too. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV. My name is Mark A. 855-765-1045.
I've got one thing to say to Joe Biden. Playing Despacito is not going to get you the Hispanic vote in Florida.
Yeah, nothing's going to get him the Hispanic. You know what that is? Just it's like the Joe Biden team doesn't learn. They continue to pander. They just continue to pander. Like when he said to the Breakfast Club, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Now he's playing Despacito at a Latinos for Biden meeting in Florida. Also, I'm really annoyed because they just literally stopped playing that song on the radio. Like, I finally got it out of my head after hearing it every day for like years. And now all of a sudden, thanks to Joe Biden, it's everywhere again. 855-765-1045. We have a lot of people that want to give us advice on CCPs and guns and ammo. Tina in Jacksonville. Hi, Tina. How are you? Tina? Can you hear me?
Living. Hi, hello.
Hey, Tina, what's up? How are you?
I'm actually in Pennsylvania. I'm a Jacksonville native, and I absolutely love my Jacksonville people.
Oh, we love you too, Tina.
Swoop. Well, I can tell you, being in Pennsylvania, I'm in an open carry state, and I have safes full of guns.
You have a safe full of guns?
No, I have three of them, actually.
Three safes?
All right.
For females, I would suggest a .380.
Okay.
They're easy to load, easy to carry. All right, they sting a little bit when you shoot.
All right, so we'll get Hannah and Josh 380s.
That's what I have.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, and what about for the men on the show?
Oh, honey, you got to go AR. You get the .223s and the .556, but you got to make sure you get a Vortex scope.
A Vortex scope.
Because the Vortex.
Yeah. What does the Vortex scope do? Besides sound really cool.
Oh, my God, you can shoot from like 500 meters away.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You need to come to central Pennsylvania. You can come to my house and shoot.
I can come to your house and shoot?
Here's the thing. I think I might be stronger. So what should I get?
Hold on. Do you shoot at your house? Do you have like a farm?
Yeah, we have acreage, and we've actually got a target. We've had some steel plates made, and they're placed at 50, 100, 200, and 500.
We have a target here, too, but I don't think I'm allowed to shoot at it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can't shoot down there, honey.
No. All right, Tina, thanks so much for the call. So an AR-15 with a 5.56 or a .323.
And the Vortex.
Or you can go with the 9mm. I mean, the 9mm shotgun. I don't know what it's called. My husband just bought one. I don't like it.
I want to go ham. Like, I'm ready to arm my entire, like, I'm going to go into the store and say, look, I want one of everything and a big safe to put it in. And then we'll go home and we'll deal with it later.
Well, the 9mm, you can buy the gun. You're going to find a really hard time getting ammo. We reload, and we can't get the balls for the 9.
Oh.
The ammunition is, it's like you can't find it. It's getting really hard to find 22s, 9mm. 38s, you're okay.
Okay, all right, maybe I'll get some 38s. Tina, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is really great information. Because here's the thing, you can buy all the guns you want, but if there's no ammo, that's going to be a problem. Then you're just throwing guns at people, and that's not going to...
Like a battering gun? I need some bayonets.
You just get a baseball bat. It's a lot cheaper, and you don't need a permit for it. Jimmy in St. Augustine. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, doing good. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing great, man. What'd you want to say today, Jimmy?
Hey, this Civil War 2.0, this is going to be big. I mean, huge. It's going to be another landslide, plain and simple. Didn't all the Democrats, don't they all surrender all their guns?
Yeah, they want the Republicans to surrender their guns. That's the way it works. There's a big difference.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, yeah, hey, you're right about
that. That's not going to happen.
You're right about that. I mean, look, and I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but there are threats of violence. Coming from the left. And Joe Biden himself said, you think there's violence now? Just wait until Donald Trump's reelected. I mean, that's an open threat right there. 855-765-1045 is our number. James in Ocala. How you doing, James?
Good, Mark, and you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for calling. What'd you want to say today, sir?
Well, so your CCP class, what you should be expecting to learn is, one, how to hold, load, a firearm,
right?
Should be a large selection of guns to practice loading and holding, so you can get a little familiar with them.
Oh, okay, good.
They should go over basic laws, where you can carry, where you can't carry. And they should give you some scenarios as to when you can pull a gun. Just because you feel threatened necessarily doesn't mean you can pull a weapon out.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I'm learning now, because you know what happens? People feel threatened. They pull out their guns, and then they're the ones that wind up in jail.
Yes, and in Florida, I've had somebody pull a gun on me, and because of it not being a threat, and he went to jail for pulling a gun.
Wow.
And in Florida, you can shoot on your own property We have one in Marion County on 3 acres. We're allowed to shoot. You're allowed to hunt on your own property if it's your residential stuff. So
yeah, well, I don't think my HOA is not going to allow me to hunt on my property.
And your dogs are way too cute.
No. Same.
And as far as your ammo, there's not any limit on how much ammo you can buy.
Right?
It depends on the store. Right now, you can't find ammo.
There's no ammo anywhere?
If you do find it, it's usually one box per person if you can find it.
So wait a minute.
Millimeter, three.
I can't. So even if I got my CCP and a gun, I wouldn't be able to find ammo anywhere?
Not right now. Oh. What I'm finding out there is usually about twice as much to what you usually pay. It's about $35 for a box of 50 count. But all it's right. Real hard to find ammo.
All right, James. Hey, thanks so much for. Wow, this is horrible. I hadn't even thought about that. 855-765-1045. It is good to know that I can hunt on my own property, so I can, like, you know.
Except for your HOA.
Yeah. Just get, like, squirrels and geckos and things.
Good eating.
Maybe the rare armadillo. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. By the way, we do have some What the Bleep coming up today. We skipped it last week. It was a little more somber of a week. But we'll get to it. We'll get to it here later on today. Also, we do have a little bit of news information. Not a lot going on today. There were no ambush press conferences on ABC. The president did speak yesterday, and there is one thing we need to speak about. Apparently, everyone's talking about this big open dispute between the president and his health advisors, and when this vaccine is going to be ready. That's the new big question. And what the Democrats are doing now is and we talked a little bit about this last week with Joy Behar on The View, but what the Democrats are doing now is they know that the president is pushing forward at warp speed a vaccine for coronavirus, for COVID-19. And they can't have that because any vaccine that is FDA approved and is readily available before the election guarantees a Donald Trump victory. So now what the Democrats are doing is, get this, in the middle of a pandemic, they're trying to dissuade people from taking a federally approved vaccine. They're trying to make it think like a vaccine is a bad thing when there's a global pandemic. It's really fascinating what's happening, and only the Democrats could make that seem like a good idea. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute, but first, we got a ton of people that want to talk about guns. 855-765-1045. This is Charlie in Houston. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good. What do you want to say about guns and ammo?
Well, I mean, you're talking about guns not being available where you are, or going to the gun range to get your concealed handgun license. And while we're talking about if they have guns for you there, you can rent a gun in most places here in Texas to take your CHL class.
Yeah.
But in Texas, you must bring a gun. And they don't teach you how to load it.
have to have a gun before you can go get your CCP license.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. Here in Florida, I think they just provide them for you, and then they like, hey, do you want to buy this gun that you just got licensed for?
Well, you can rent them. You can rent them in most gun stores here in Texas, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Kevin in Winter Haven. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you want to say about guns and ammo?
Well, I was just going to say I hear a lot of people saying that they can't find ammo anywhere. You got to look in the gun stores, not in the big box stores. You'll find ammo.
The gun stores have the ammo. They've got like a secret. Apparently, a lot of people buy it online, and you can have ammo directly delivered to your home or office. I didn't know that. I apparently it's just guns you can't order online and have delivered to your house.
No, you can't order ammo. No, you cannot order a gun.
Right, but you can't order.
I heard the one lady saying get an AR. You can't conceal carry an AR.
No, yeah, we know that, but you don't need the CCP for an AR. That you can go out to the range and start firing. Bracey, what's up, Bracey? How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Long-time listener, first time caller.
Oh, we're so glad. But, we're so glad.
Absolutely, Washington State is an open carry, but we have areas around us, other states that don't allow us to carry into their state. So we actually look for sheriffs. And Pendleton, Oregon is one of them that will allow you to have a concealed weapon permit for Oregon, so a separate state. But all of our ammo is sold out. One box, two boxes is a limit. Yeah. And we've been buying our stuff online.
And you get it delivered to your house?
Absolutely.
All right.
The one of the big things that you do need to remember is always try to find the gun that has the most ammo on the shelf. So 12 gauge is always a good thing.
12, that's what I was thinking. We'd get a bunch of shotguns and then load up on ammo. All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate that. I didn't even think about that too, like traveling state to state, because what's good here in Florida may not be. If you start driving like north, I mean, in Georgia, can you still take
your
gun?
What's legal, you mean? Legal here might not be legal there?
Alabama? I figure in Alabama.
Anything's legal there. Yeah.
Anything's legal in Alabama.
They give you a gun when you cross the state lines.
Hey, welcome to Alabama. You got a gun? Roll Tide.
And Georgia's an open and carry state, right?
I don't know. Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
This is all like kind of like I'm learning all the basics. I mean, I don't really leave the state that often. And if I do, it's by plane. So, you know, we're not. I mean, apparently you can't take a gun on a plane still.
Well, I thought you can if you check it.
I'm not going to do that, though.
Okay.
855, so I don't check my bags on the planes. I like to have all my luggage right there above me so where I can get to it. 855-765-1045. This is Terry in Jack's Beach. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, good, Mark. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. What'd you want to say, sir?
I had read somewhere that George Soros was buying up all the gun shops to prevent people from getting their hands on them. I don't know the credibility of the story, but...
George Soros is buying up gun shops to keep people from... I have to be honest with you. Like, I know that George Soros is a bad dude and he does a lot of evil things with his billions of dollars. But, I mean, how much money does this guy have
right?
that he could just buy up all the gun... I mean, I get that that would be... That seems like a plausible idea. But, again, that could be... I don't know if that's true or not. Is anyone... I mean, are gun shops for sale?
If the price is right, I guess anything would be for sale, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no, I guess you're right. I assume there would be some kind of laws against foreign ownership of gun shops. But, you know, George Soros, he can get around all that kind of stuff. 855-765-1045 is our number. Anyway, so we've got this plan for next week. The three of us are going to go out. We're going to take the camera. We're going to videotape it. We'll be Instagramming. We're going to see. Now, do you get a grade? Do we know if we get graded?
We're trying to make it a contest?
Well, I'm just trying to see, like, maybe
I'm going to do the best, obviously.
I don't know that that's true. I feel like you're the kind of person that just sweet-talks your way through, like, college. And like
that's 100% what I do.
I feel like if you got a B, you would just go back and, like, talk to the professor.
And then be like, I really thought, like, this point was very good, yeah, and I feel like you misunderstood it.
Yeah, but, like, Josh and I feel
I'd be
like
thrilled with a B. let me get that B, baby.
Josh is like, C-. Yeah, pass.
Still passing.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll ask Adam. We'll be like, look, we need to make sure that this is also a competition. We need to make sure we know who's the best at this
now,
class.
Now, will you publish it if Josh or I win, or is it only if you win?
I mean,
like, will it go in the video?
Yeah, no, it'll all go in the video, but I don't think we need to worry about it. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. Mark in Keystone Heights. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm up here driving, and I just came off of Hexer Boulevard, and there is a city truck that is removing Trump signs from people's yards. And he's got a truck full of Trump signs. I don't know if it's against an ordinance or whatnot.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
My house,
wait a minute, Mark.
My gun's already coming up.
Okay, Mark, hang on. You're on Hexer Drive?
Yes.
Are you going northbound or southbound?
Out towards the beaches.
You're going out toward, like, Fernandina?
Correct.
Okay, all right. And there's a city truck, city of Jacksonville?
I went by it. You know, 45 miles an hour, so yeah. I couldn't tell, but the guy had an orange vest, and he had the little flashers on the top of his truck.
And he just was driving down, and he was pulling up Trump signs.
And he was pulling up Trump signs. He had about three of them from across the street and came back across the street, threw them in his truck with a bunch of other Trump signs.
And was it, is this on, like, from people's yards?
Yes.
That is so weird.
On Hexer Boulevard.
Did he have any Biden signs? Was he pulling up any Bidens? I guess there are no Biden signs, so I guess that doesn't make a difference.
There are no Biden signs.
All right. Mark, all right. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
So I had heard about this.
Right. Yeah, no, that's horrible. Yeah, what'd you say?
I had heard about this. Somebody told me about it. I think it was my mom that was telling me, because she went to, like, a Women for Trump thing, and she goes to the Trump Victory Center a lot. And they had heard about this. And so they called the local, whatever, garbage department. They said it wasn't their truck, but somebody had rented a truck.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And was driving around in an orange vest picking up Trump signs.
Yeah, and it was like three different guys, and they were going up and picking up Trump signs.
Wow, if anyone's on Heckscher Drive, go, watch out for your Trump sign, because someone's going to come and snag it. 855-765-1. That's interesting. I hadn't heard anything about that. 855-765-1045. I had seen the people that were putting like rat traps on the side of their sign, so if someone tried to grab it, they'd get, you know, they get a little snapback. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the call, more of your calls coming up. It's the Markay Show on 104.5 WOKV.
I heard so much about this COVID-19 that I wasn't going to let that happen to me. Instead of the COVID-15, I lost 52 pounds during the COVID thing. So there's no excuse.
Oh, well, there you go. That's good. Congratulations. 855-765-105. No idea what that guy's talking about. Somebody on our Facebook stream said, hey, did you guys run out of ideas? And it's like, no, we're very excited about arming ourselves for the pending civil war. And this is something that it's not something we came up with. There are a lot of media types. The vice president the former vice president himself, Joe Biden, said that there's going to be violence if Donald Trump wins. He said, you think there's going to be less violence? No, there's going to be more violence, which to me is an open threat of violence. It means that the things that are going on in downtown Minneapolis and, in Portland, Oregon and Seattle, Washington and really all over the country, that's not going to be contained. It's going to be amped up. I mean, really, well, after Joe Biden loses and there's four more years of Donald Trump, what do these crazy leftist socialist Antifa types, what do they have to lose? Nothing. They've already lost the White House. They've lost their chance at instilling socialism in this country for 4 years. So what else is there? They're just going to go. They don't have jobs. We know that, you know, so it's really going to be more violence. And we're not advocating violence. We're just saying if you've ever thought of protecting yourselves, now's the time to do it. And the economy agrees with you. I mean, 5 million guns have been sold this year, or 5 million new first-time gun owners this year, the highest number of guns sold in a year to date, and we're only in September. There's still like four more months to go. CCP registrations, which stands for concealed carry permit, through the roof. In fact, yesterday I tried to make an appointment, and I'm thinking like, you know, well, I'm free next week. Uh-uh. October 29th, which is 6 weeks away. It's like trick or treat. Here's your permit. And that was the first available appointment that I could get. By now, if you go to the Duval County Tax Collector's Office on Yates and you try to make an appointment, in fact, Josh, go to the Duval County Tax Collector's Office on Yates, try to make an appointment. It's probably not going to be until early November at this point. 855-765-1045. So we're just passing along what's happening in this country. If you're wondering what's happening in this country, that's what's happening in this country. Suburbanites, Republicans, conservatives, people who are for law and order and against riots and looting, people who realize that there may be a defunding of, because here's the other thing too. Sure, we're confident that Donald Trump is going to win this in a landslide. We're confident that Donald Trump is going to be reelected for four more years, but there's always the chance that something goes haywire and he's not. And then that's when the defunding of the police really starts to happen. And if the police aren't coming to your house, who's going to protect your house? It's up to you or your kids. If you train, I mean, that's the thing. If you have kids, train them on firearm safety, and then they can just protect your house. And you can sit back in the Barca Lounger and watch sports. 855. You can't really watch sports anymore either, because it's less sports and more politics. 855-765-1045. Did you find it, Josh?
No.
Okay, good. Keep looking. Let us know. Let us know when you come across something. This is Jerry in Ohio. Hi, Jerry. How are you? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Good. How are you doing, Mark?
Good. What's up, man?
Well, I just I was formerly an Illinois resident. I've been in Ohio for about 10 years, and I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I decided to get a couple of guns for defense and security. And it's a lot more difficult to get a gun in Illinois than it is in Ohio.
Oh, I imagine, yeah. Unless you're a criminal.
I actually, when I went to the store, I went to I think it was Gander Mountain, one of the head guns there.
Sure.
And I went in. I said, I've never purchased a weapon in Ohio. What's the process? He handed me this application. I filled it out. I waited about 10 minutes. He goes, hey, you're all set. What do you want? Told him I wanted that Glock and I wanted 200 rounds of ammunition. And I assumed that I'd have to come back in 3 or 4 days to pick up the weapon. And he goes, no, you're all set. He handed me the gun. He handed me the bullets, and I walked out the door. I almost felt like I committed a crime.
Wow, Jay, that's amazing. I had no idea. Well, you got same-day service, huh?
Yeah. It was really weird. And I walked out, and, you know, because if I was some kind of crazy, it would be pretty easy for me to go in and get a weapon.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
They did do a background check, but I just, sure. Like I said, coming from Illinois, it would have taken me, first you got to get a FOID card, then you got to get a concealed carry, then you got to it's a several-week process.
No, I mean, and that's how it is. Some states, and mostly they're Democrat-run states where they want all the control. Because here, where is there more likely to be an uprising? In a state where the Democratic governor is telling you what to do and what not to do and keeping you at home and telling you not to work. That's where people get really upset. So that they make it really difficult to get guns and ammunition and protect yourself, and that's where you're going to see most of the, like you said, the harsher gun laws, or it's more difficult to get a concealed carry permit in a place like New York City, for example. It's almost impossible. Chicago, same thing. But you go to Texas or Florida or Ohio or Alabama. I think in Alabama, don't they have drive-through gun shops where you can just like roll up and they go, what's your order today? You're like, let me get a Glock 19 and 200 rounds and let me get like a Mossberg 500. You want to supersize that? I feel like that's how it is in Alabama. But I don't know. I'm just hearsay. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take a quick break. Apparently somebody is stealing Trump signs on Heckscher Boulevard. So we got to get someone down there to check that out. Also, there is something big going on with Donald Trump and this vaccine and an open debate with his own people, with his own department, his own experts on when this vaccine will be readily available to the general population. 855-765-1045. Stay tuned. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining. Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show.
All right, hold on. We got one more gun call. last gun call. I promise, and then we'll move on. I'll move on to some Mark in Middleburg. How you doing?
Hey, Mark, I'm good. How are you?
Great, Mark. You're our last gun call, and I trust people in Middleburg know about firearms, so that's why we're taking your call. What do you want to say today, Mark?
Just wanted to let you know, I'm local around town, so yeah. I buy my ammo here. And I know the conventional wisdom, like somebody had said earlier, was go buy a shotgun because they have ammo on the shelves. That's not 100% true, because not all ammo is the same. If you go and buy a shotgun for home defense, you're not going to find home defense ammo on the shelves. You're going to find birdshot, which is good for small game.
Yeah.
But it's not going to stop a human. It's not going to penetrate, a person's body and stop them. It might wound them. It might send them away, perhaps. But it's not going to stop a person.
All right. I need buckshot or something, right? You're telling me I can't get buckshot?
And no, you can't, because I'll tell you. Since, the plague became, upon us in February, I have only found one box of buckshot.
Oh, no.
And if you go to the store and they have some in stock, they're only going to sell you one box. So I bought 5 shells, and that's all I've been able to find. So if you don't already have buckshot for your shotgun, there's no sense in buying one now.
Oh. Unless I plan on getting invaded by a bunch of birds.
Yes, in which case you have plenty of ammo available.
Yeah, like a bunch of UNF students.
Oh, but
they're
AR they're, ammo?
Yeah.
Plenty of AR ammo.
All right, well, then maybe I'll just go. All right, thanks. Hey Mark, and I'm glad I talked to Mark, because I was about to go out and buy a bunch of shotguns. Little did I know, there's no buckshot available anywhere. That seems so weird. All right, I guess AR it is. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on yesterday with the Donald Trump vaccine issue. And here's what's going on. Donald Trump had a press conference yesterday. And Donald Trump, he knows that the only way to really get rid of this virus. The only way to really get rid of COVID-19 is to make sure that there is a vaccine. And he's had people working on it, I mean, forever. He's been trying to have every single legitimate company that makes vaccines and medications and things like that. You've got your Pfizer's, you've got your AstraZeneca's, you've got all of these companies. You've got them all out there working diligently and racing against time to try to get this vaccine out. Now, of course, whenever you have a vaccine, you're going to have a lot of different people on the different sides of this. And of course, it's going to become political when it's an election year. Everything is political. I mean, everything that Donald Trump does or says is political, because even this peace process, that, you know, Donald Trump gets nominated for two Nobel Peace Prize awards, one for bringing a peace accord between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Has everybody to the White House, they sign this peace accord. You'd think it would be a great big hairy deal, but the Democrats are now saying, you know what, this is a distraction. Nancy Pelosi called it a distraction. I'm glad that the president has his distractions from the coronavirus. I'm glad that the president has his distractions from dealing with COVID-19. It's peace in the Middle East. It's not necessarily a distraction as much as it is, you know, something that every president for the last 70 years has been trying to accomplish and has been unsuccessful at. Anyway, so everything becomes political. The vaccine is no different. And what happened at the beginning was Donald Trump was being accused by the Democrats of not taking this thing seriously. Donald Trump's not taking it seriously. He's not taking action. And COVID-19 is running rampant. What is his response has been horrible. Donald Trump has not done anything at all to make sure that we are safe from coronavirus or to stop the spread of coronavirus when really, sorry, I had a Joe Biden moment there, when really that's all he's been doing behind the scenes. He said, look, I downplayed it to the people because I didn't want to create chaos. And in the background, we were working diligently. We were taking action. We were doing everything we can to slow the spread, to cure the people that had it, to work with the pharmaceutical companies and to get a vaccine out there. So Donald Trump's goal is by late October to have a vaccine in the hands of millions of Americans. Why? Well, it helps millions of Americans. It also will help him politically. The Democrats are working their best to get this, slow down the vaccine so that it doesn't come out before Election Day. They want to slow down the production of the vaccine so that Donald Trump cannot get a huge boost before November the 3rd. And potentially just cruise right back into office. Because at this point, if there's a vaccine before Election Day, Donald Trump wins. If there isn't, it's still anybody's ball game. So the Democrats' plan is to try to slow it down. That's harder to do because there is so much public pressure. I mean, it's tough to go out there and say 200,000 people died on Donald Trump's watch on one hand and then try to slow down the vaccine on the other. So their new tact, the new thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to distrust the vaccine because it has been rushed out. They're going to say, even if there is a vaccine in October, even if there is a vaccine that comes out before the election day, it won't be proven effective. It'll be some shoddy thing that the president threw together and the FDA put out there because they're trying to help Donald Trump win the election. It'll be something that it'll be either, you know, like Putin's vaccine that he claimed he created and he gave to his daughter. But we haven't heard, you know, one thing about it ever since. They're like this. Even if Donald Trump and the FDA come up with a vaccine before Election Day, the Democrats are now trying to tell Americans it won't be good. Don't trust it. Don't trust it. You can't trust anybody who makes this bold decision. And in fact, yesterday, Donald Trump at his press briefing said that CDC Director Robert Redfield was wrong when he testified to Congress that a coronavirus vaccine won't be available for widespread distribution until the second or third quarter of 2021. The president said he's wrong. We're going to have it out. We're going to have it out today. He said, as far as masks are concerned, he made a mistake. He says he's more than guaranteeing that they're going to have this vaccine out this year. Now, when people criticize the president for making these bold claims, it's twofold. Again, it's political because they want to make him look like an idiot or somebody whose head is in the clouds, who somebody that he doesn't have a grasp on reality. Donald Trump, he doesn't have a grasp on reality. His own FDA, CDC, WHO experts are telling him 2021, maybe first quarter, maybe second quarter, could be even longer than that before we have a vaccine readily available to millions of Americans. These are the same people that told Donald Trump he couldn't have those Navy hospital ships up and running to New York for a couple of months, and he got them there in days instead. The difference between Donald Trump and your typical politician in Washington, D.C., is that Donald Trump understands that in order to get something big accomplished, you have to think big. You have to set a goal. You have to set a deadline. You have to give people deadlines, and you have to be accountable for those. And probably the most famous one of these was John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, in his speech, when he got up in front of everybody and said, the Russians had just put someone in space. You remember the Russians? They beat us, man. They beat us to the space race. They got Sputnik up there, and they got the dog, all that. That was the big news. The Russians won the space race. They beat the United States into orbit. And John Kennedy, he was not happy about that. So what did he say? He said, we're going to put a man on the moon in the next year. And nobody had a plan. There was no plan to put men on the moon. NASA was like, what WTF did he just say? Next year, there's no way. We don't have blueprints. We don't have ideas. We don't have calibrations. We don't have any. We have no clue how to put a man on the moon, let alone do it in a year. But it didn't matter because the president of the United States said, we're going to do it. And he said it publicly. And he put it out there. And guess what happened a year later? We had men on the moon. That's what you do. You make a bold statement. You say, this is what's happening. And guess what? People start to work. When you say you've got a year to figure this out, people wake up every day and say, well, I got a deadline. I got to go. I got to work. I got to skip the ball game. I got to go out. You know, I got to work weekends. We got to figure this out. Let's find better minds. Let's get more resources. Let's try this. You know what? Just try anything. Just spitball ideas. You work overtime to deliver on what your president has promised. And the problem with most people in Washington is they don't like to deliver. They like to promise, but the delivery, that's where they're like a little, I know we said we could do this, but it doesn't seem likely. Or they'll underpromise and say something like, it'll be 5 years. It'll be 10 years. Nothing's going to happen. Do you remember they told us that kids wouldn't be back in school? Do you remember when they said that there wouldn't be any football? The Big Ten just reopened. Yes. The Big Ten said, we're not going to play games. Now, guess what? They're playing games. All 14 of those Big Ten teams. When you make a bold statement, when you make a bold prediction, people start working, man. And action is what's going to get us out of this mess. 855-765-1045. But if you think about, if you think about how crazy the Democrats' platform has become now, they're now talking about not only defunding the police and forcing you to wear a mask, but they're now urging Americans, if there's a virus vaccine that comes out, maybe think twice before you get it. It's a very bizarre platform for an entire party to adopt. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Markay Show coming up on 104.5 WOKV. Show. My name is Mark K. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. And we do have some What the Bleep coming up here in just a minute. We have a great clip from Nora O'Donnell, which I'm really looking forward to playing. It's going to be a really good one.
My favorite O'Donnell.
Of all of them. 855-765-104. Before we get into that, we have a couple more people that have been waiting very patiently. This is RJ in Orlando. Hi, RJ. How are you?
Hey, Mark, how you doing? A big fan of you, man.
RJ, thank you so much. We're big fans of you, too. What do you want to say today,
thank
sir?
You. Hey, man, it's a little off topic, but I think this needs to really be pushed out there, man.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of buddies that are sheriffs in Orlando, and I was talking to them last night. I was like, dude, what would these Democrat politicians in these Democrat states do if these cops go on strike? We should really push that out there. Have these cops go on strike because they're being innocently killed out there.
RJ,
make it viral.
You know what, RJ? You know what's happening? It's even worse than a strike. And you're right about that. And you're right to talk to your police friends about it. What's happening now with the police departments all over the country? It's worse than a strike. And I'll tell you why. With a strike, the police, they quit. They say, we're not coming to work. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. Evidently, then, the politicians come to their senses. They come to some kind of agreement, and then everyone goes back to work. What's happening now is the demonization of police. And a lot of these cities, they're kind of putting a bounty on the head of the cops. They're saying, we're going to defund these police. They're not worth it. And so the police are leaving. in record numbers. They're retiring, which makes it instantly less safe on the streets. But even worse is that new recruits, people that their whole lives are like, I can't wait till I can go to the police academy. I can't wait till I can become a police officer. I can't wait for any of that. They are not signing up. And it takes, on average, 3 years for somebody to decide or enter the police academy and become, you know, qualified and certified and whatever to go out and work as a licensed armed police officer. It takes about 3 years for that to happen. So if you have 200 cops quit today, you would need 200 recruits today to start to sign up. And in 3 years from now, you're going to have your force back up at full capacity. The only problem is, good friggin' luck trying to find 200 people to sign up for the police department, because every time you turn on the TV, they're talking about defunding the police department and how the police department is full of systemic racism. And you got every single athlete taking a knee to protest the police. And they've got all these names on the back of their helmet of these victims of police shootings. And why would anybody want to be a police officer now? Why would anyone who's currently a police officer? I mean, you want to talk about somebody who's got a thick skin? Cops always had thick skin to begin with. But now when you've got the media and the Democrats and you've got a lot of people in your city council openly working to put you out of work, to make your job disappear and to help really demonize you to the community that you've sworn to protect and serve. Why would anybody, and no one would want it. Any cop right now who is serving has the thickest skin and can compartmentalize better than anyone I've ever met. Anyone who's going to join the police force right now, I mean, that is a person of a much higher caliber than I am. 855-765-1045. But RJ, a great point. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Jessica in Kentucky. How you doing, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What did you want to say today?
Just going back on what he said, why would you want to be a cop right now when they had cops shoot a cop gay? These law enforcement need to get the governors back behind them, get the people back behind them, recruit deputies, go out and make deputies.
Yeah.
To where this is not a problem anymore. This needs to stop.
Yeah, the problem is, and I guess I don't understand them. I'm not a part of that group. I don't understand how it works. If you have a lot of crime, if you have a lot of people that are looting and rioting and burning things down and attacking people, if they're trying to, like, you know, take a part of your city and actually create their own country, their own autonomous zone where they say there are no rules. If they basically created anarchy, literal anarchy in your city. I would never walk into a meeting and say, hey, guys, you know what we probably need? Fewer police. We clearly, these people have not only been able to break into stores, steal stuff, burn down buildings, throw bricks at people, but they've actually been able to, with the existing police force that we have, they've been able to cordon off a 6-block area and declare themselves an autonomous zone. The first thing that came to my mind would never be like, what if we had fewer police? Maybe that would solve the problem. I would think we would need to, you know, get more police. But that's just it's that common sense part of me that would keep me from ever being a Democrat. 855-765-1045. Quick break. All right, when we come back, what the bleep? If you want to play to win, this is one of our favorite games. It's been a couple weeks, but it's back today. What the bleep? We play a segment from the news. One word is bleeped out. Tell us what that word is. You win. It's very simple. 855-765-1045. Stay tuned. We'll do it right after this on 104.5 WOKV.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show.
This is the Mark Kay Show. 855-765-1045 is our number, and we are about to play some... Let's see. Hold on, let me see. Oh, here we go. Yay! It's time for What the Bleep. We have some people on the phone that want to play. I hope. This is Tracy in Palm Coast. Tracy, are you calling for What the Bleep?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic news, Tracy. Congrats. You're going to be playing against Mark in Middleburg. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Oh, good. Mark, say hi to Tracy. Tracy, say hi to Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Oh, you guys are still polite. All right. Are you both familiar with this game? Have you ever heard it before?
Yes.
Okay. Well, for those who haven't, because we have a lot of new people always joining the show, either on the radio or on the live stream, here's how this works. We play a clip from the news over the past couple of weeks. If you can correctly identify the bleeped out word, and it's only one word in each clip, it may be multiple bleeps, but it's only one word. You have to correctly identify that to get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Also, please keep in mind, the words that you will be giving us are not dirty words. It sounds like it's a dirty word, but we want the clean, radio-friendly word as your answer. Got it?
Got it.
The word that it sounds like it is, or that you really think it is never the word.
Not so that word.
Give us the other one. All right. Hannah, keep score because I don't have any pens or anything. Do you have a pen over there?
I have a phone.
Okay, perfect. Tracy, Mark. Tracy, we're going to start with you. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, listen carefully, Tracy. This is your first what the bleep. This is President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
The WTO, as far as I'm concerned, was created to suck and jobs out of the United States to the benefit of China and other countries. That's what my opinion is.
That's my opinion, too, Mr. President.
Suck, I think.
You think it was suck is what he said.
Oh, did he say suck? Okay.
Well, here, listen to it one more time, Trey. Let's do it one more time. Here we go.
The WTO, as far as I'm concerned, was created to suck and jobs out of the United States to the benefit of China and other countries. That's what my opinion is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say money.
You're going to say money. You're going to say money. All right, let's take a listen and see what the president said.
The WTO, as far as I'm concerned, was created to suck money and jobs out of the United States to the benefit of China and other countries. That's what my opinion is.
Yeah, very good job. Way to play it, Tracy. All right, Tracy, you're on the board with a point. Mark, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, listen up, Mark. This is Joe Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. Big friggin' shock there. The other day, listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
To give a arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America blaze?
It's tough to understand.
Climate.
Cloak, never mind.
Oh, wow.
All right. You
think, nothing's tough for him.
You think it was climate?
Yep.
Let's take a listen.
To give a climate arsonist 4 more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America blaze?
More America blaze. Oh, very good. All right, it's 1-1. You guys are killing it today. Tracy, Mark, you both got a point. Mark, Tracy, we're back to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, listen carefully. This is Brian Williams from MSNBC.
The one and only.
Yeah, listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
49 days now until the presidential election, and exactly 2 weeks until Trump and Biden f***ed off in their first televised debate.
That was honestly really good.
What was it, Tracy?
Face
off. Face off. Oh, a great movie. All right, let's take a listen and see what he said.
49 days now until the presidential election, and exactly 2 weeks until Trump and Biden face off in their first televised debate.
Wow. I don't think we've ever had 3 correct answers. That's amazing.
3 for 3.
That was really good. All right, let's see what happens here. Mark in Middleburg, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Laura Ingraham from Fox News on the Ingraham file.
Angle.
Ingraham angle.
Yep.
That's one of those. Angle, yeah. listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
Dream any.
Oh, hold on. Let me start it.
She's talking to that Kimberly Klasick out of Baltimore.
Oh, is that who she's talking to?
Mm-hmm.
She's talking to that Kimberly Klasick.
Yep.
Listen carefully. Here we go.
Congressman McCarthy,
I'm sorry.
No shit. I'm getting my, mind.
She's talking to Congressman McCarthy.
She's talking to me.
All right, listen, here we go. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Congressman McCarthy, I don't think f***ing the House is a pipe dream anymore. I thought it was a few months ago, but not anymore.
Oh, that's a good one. What do you think, Tracy?
Oh, is it me?
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you think, Mark? You're right, Tracy. What do you think, Mark?
Can I hear it once more?
Absolutely. Listen carefully. Here we go.
Congressman McCarthy, I don't think f***ing the House is a pipe dream anymore. I thought it was a few months ago, but not anymore.
I'm going to say winning.
Winning. All right, let's take a listen.
Congressman McCarthy, I don't think retaking the House is a pipe dream anymore. I thought it was a few months ago, but not anymore.
It's retaking, which is like winning, but that's not it exactly. Oh, that was such a good one. You were right up there. All right. This is a tight match, man. Tracy, back to you. The score is 2-1. You can get a solid lead with this next one. Are you ready?
Roger.
Listen carefully. This is Maria Bartiromo. Was she speaking to Kimberly Klasick?
No, she's speaking to Congressman McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Listen carefully.
I don't know who's who anymore.
Here's Congressman Guile.
Maria Bartiromo. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. This is a double bleeped word, but it's the same word two times.
Kimberly, will Obama's involvement really be critical here for the Democratic ticket? It seems like he is behind a lot of it, and people are questioning whether or not he's going to be running the show should Joe Biden get in.
Okay, I mean, I can't tell if she actually said the word show or not. I would say show, but...
You would say show?
Yeah, if she didn't say show, sometimes it sounds like she starts to say a word and I can't tell if it, she's saying it or not. Well, I would say show.
All right, I'll play the last little bit of it again for you so you can just listen carefully. Here we go.
Whether or not he's going to be running the show should Joe Biden get in.
What do you... You're going to stick with show?
Show, yeah.
Show.
It seems like he is behind a lot of it, and people are questioning whether or not he's going to be running the show should Joe Biden get in.
Look at that.
All right.
Woo! She said running the show and then running the show.
Yeah, she had to correct herself.
Stumbling a little bit. Clarification. Look at that. All right, you got it. It's 3-1. Mark, we go to the next one. Listen carefully. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Norah O'Donnell.
That's right.
Speaking where?
On CBS.
On CBS. Listen carefully. She's just talking. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
Dr. Robert Redfield said access to the vaccine is unlikely until next year. And what Redfield said on Capitol Hill led to a call from the President of the United States was an extraordinary rebuke.
You hit that one real hard.
One more time?
Yeah, we're going to play that one more time for sure.
Dr. Robert Redfield said access to the vaccine is unlikely until next year. And what Redfield said on Capitol Hill led to a call from the President of the United States was an extraordinary rebuke.
Extraordinary. What do you think?
I'm going to say phone call.
And what Redfield said on Capitol Hill led to a phone call from the President of the United States was an extraordinary rebuke.
Oh, great news. Mark, you got that one right. Bad news is that's all the bleeps we have for today. So with a score of 3-2, probably the closest we've ever had.
Yeah, there's some good players today.
You guys really were great. Congratulations, Tracy. That means you're our big winner today. Nicely done. Bravo. Yeah. Hang on one second. We'll find something for you. Oh, I don't know. We've got like a coaster.
Or some tape or something. Yeah,
something. Hannah, find something for Tracy. 855-765-104. Listen, we got to get out of here, but we've got one more quick break. We'll try to squeeze in a couple more of your phone calls here. We have somebody from Heckscher Drive who says their Trump sign was taken away. We're going to get to that here in just a minute. We'll talk to Adam or Alan. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. More coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. All right. So we had a guy call in earlier and say he just passed a truck on Heckscher Boulevard, which if you're not here in Jacksonville is... Well, a road in Jacksonville. And he said that the truck, it was like a white pickup truck, was driving down the road and was stopping as some guy in an orange vest was getting out, pulling up Trump signs from people's yards and throwing them in the truck. And so we're like, what's going on? What's happening? Does anyone else see this happen? Are you on Heckscher Boulevard? If you have a Trump sign in your yard, that, you know, please make sure. And we had a guy from Heckscher Boulevard call in and say that his Trump sign was taken, but then he hung up before we could talk to him, so we don't know.
Yeah, Cat's name was Alan, and unfortunately he didn't stick around through the break. But his situation is he called and asked his wife to check the yard and see if their sign had been taken. She checked, and it had been. And as he was calling in, he wanted to say, well, the thing is his sign was set up in the right-of-way, so it is within the city's discretion to be able to take up advertising if it's in that particular space. There's not a whole lot of space between the yard and the right-of-way on Heckscher Boulevard, but... He wasn't particularly upset about it, just thought to confirm that, you know, hey, this is actually happening, and, my house is one of them that they got.
Got it. So if you have a Trump sign, make sure you're putting it in your yard, not the city's yard, because they ain't having it. 855-765-1045. By the way, update, I bought those Trump signs and those Biden signs. Do you remember?
Yep.
And we were going to do a little experiment with Trump signs and Biden signs. So I ordered like 4 Trump Pence signs 2020. I ordered 4 Biden Harris signs, whatever. And the Trump signs arrived. They're at my house. They've been waiting there. This was, by the way, what, three or four weeks ago. I'm totally over the idea now. Right. I don't want to do it anymore. But, the Trump signs I've had for a while, the Biden signs I got a notice this morning just shipped.
Mm.
So that's the difference, folks, between a Trump administration and a Biden administration. Trump signs, they're going to come quick. Biden signs, it's going to be slow. 855-765-1045. Joe in Massachusetts. How you doing, Joe? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm 72 years old. I collect Social Security or pension.
Mm-hmm.
And I just Googled something. I want to know if it's a true story or not, that President Trump tweeted yesterday or the day before that he was going to give relief to the coronavirus states and governed states or whatever. And let me see if I can see it.
All right, hang on 1 second. You find what you're looking for, and we'll I don't know what he's looking. We'll find out what he's looking for, and then we'll get back to him. All right, tomorrow, by the way, is something we like to call Fake News Friday, and we are getting. Here's what's going to happen now: the events that will be leading up to the election. Here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, on Friday, I would look for some other kind of new major attack on the president that the media can talk about all through the weekend. You know, we had the Bob Woodward book last weekend. The weekend before that, Memorial Day, we had the fake news about Donald Trump calling fallen soldiers' names in France and calling off a trip because he didn't want to go pay his respects when really it was the Secret Service who called off the trip because of the rain conditions. So it looks like the methodology or the MO for the Democrats to release their new gotcha story about Donald Trump is a weekend, a Friday, and that gives the entire weekend for this thing to grow. Also, Donald Trump has another big weekend of campaigning. He's going to be in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I believe he's also going to maybe Michigan. I have to check the schedule here in just a minute. And you've also got the vice president out and about. And this is big news. Joe Biden is going to another event in Pennsylvania. And that's always great. I always love when he goes to events nowadays because he's trying to get off script. He's trying to get off the teleprompter. Like yesterday when he started talking about quartermasters going to work in the ladies' underwear department on the second floor of some department store. It was really. So we're going to have, hopefully, if not tomorrow, by Monday, a whole fresh group of Joe Biden live gaffes that we can play for you as we head into Debate-a-Palooza. Now, the first debate is a week from Tuesday. So it's a week from Tuesday. That's not a lot of time. It's going to fly right by. We also want to start looking at how this debate is going to be handled by the Biden camp, because I'm still confident. I've always said I didn't think the debates would happen. They may happen now, but not in a traditional way that we're used to. They may not look like the debates of yore. They may look totally different. But if Donald Trump and the Republicans have any say in it, they're going to force Joe Biden's hand. He's either going to have to debate the regular way or not at all. And debating either way, either of those options is bad news for Joe Biden. 855-765-1045. All right, listen, we got to get out of here. We got traffic, weather, news, Rush Limbaugh. It's all next on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.